Before Her Eyes, written by Jack Jordan and read by Peter Noble. The blood on his hands peeled off in flakes like ash from charred meat. He tasted her every time he licked his lips and remembered the hot splatter of blood against his face as he dragged the knife across her throat. The spade crunched into the earth. Drops of sweat mixed with the blood and ran down his face in rosy streaks. The body lay at his feet, skin washed porcelain white under the moon. The fear she felt as the blade severed her neck was locked inside her eyes. He stopped to catch his breath and looked down at her. Even in death, she was beautiful. The adrenaline began to wane. Lactic acid burned in his arms and shoulders. His bones ground together at the joints and seized with every thrust of the spade. He wiped sweat from his forehead and waited for the guilt to come. Nothing. The spade fell to the ground with a clatter. He took her by the ankles and noticed how cold they were, how the skin and muscles had begun to harden against her bones. He heaved her towards the grave, squinting against the sweat. The body landed with a thump. A bone cracked against a rock. The snap of her neck, maybe, or her skull splitting in two. He threw the knife in after her and eyed the moon reflected in the bloodied metal. Light flooded the lawn with a flash. He shielded his eyes and felt sweat trickle to his elbow. Mother stood at the window, her shadow stretched across the grass. He felt her take him in, skin and clothes spoiled with dirt and blood, strands of hair stuck to his face. Mother knew what he had done, what he was capable of. Perhaps she had always known, known even before he did, and had been waiting for this very moment, sleeping lightly and ready to wake, to watch her child bury another. He had to finish before dawn. Dew was collecting on the grass and the eastern corner of the sky was diluting with the waking sun. The car would need to be scrubbed and bleached, his clothes burned. He picked up the spade and shoveled the dirt on top of the body, listened to the stones clatter against her bones, ricochet off her eyes, her jaw, her ribs. He watched her face disappear beneath the dirt as it filled the dip of her eye sockets and her open mouth. When the earth was packed tight, he looked up again. The sky was emblazoned with oranges and reds where the sun had risen behind his back. Mother closed the curtains. He went inside to wash the blood away.